11-year MLS pro Quincy Mariquois here, and you're now listening to The Perfect Soccer Podcast, where your host goes one-on-one to get to know your favorite professional soccer players, both on and off the pitch. Because how better to learn what it takes to become a pro soccer player other than directly from pro soccer players? Today's episode is brought to you by PerfectSoccerSkills.com, the number one and only platform you'll ever need to connect with and learn from pro soccer players. Learn more and enter to win weekly soccer prizes, goals, balls, jerseys, player meet and greets, and more by heading over to PerfectSoccerSkills.com/PSTM to enter to win for free today. With that said, please enjoy today's episode.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Perfect Soccer Podcast. Our special guest today is Akeem Ward. Akeem was back, we just talked about it like 4 years ago. He was one of the first guests. I believe it was episode 4, actually. I know it was very early, so appreciate you coming back on.
Of course, man.
Yeah, we upgraded. We're on video now.
I love that. Happy to be back. See upgrades.
Yeah. All right, so what is your, let's see, from 4 years ago now, like what has your professional journey been like? I know you were on DC United, then you were on a couple different USL teams now.
So as of right now, we're in team 7. So that's in 4 years or 5 years, 7 teams. So learned how to adapt for sure. That's kind of one of the biggest things I've learned, being able to play new environments, new teammates, positions. You know, left, right back, left wing back, right wing back. And so just kind of had to adapt and kind of grow and have to kind of stay relevant. You got to keep growing. So that's what I've done over the past 4 years, you know, since being at DC.
And what does that have? What's that been like, just like traveling and like living wise, even just like on a more like personal level? Like, what is that like just to keep on moving and like learning? I mean, it's probably cool and difficult at the same time.
I just put it in my head from after I left DC that it's a part of the job, because of what I was released from DC on a Wednesday, and on the next that following Sunday I was in Birmingham. So like I learned how quick that turned around, and then after there I kind of went to North Carolina, and then COVID and all that stuff, and then Oakland, and then my second year in Oakland, wasn't playing too much, kind of wanted to play and you know, just get minutes and do that. So I kind of made the choice with the staff there to go on loan to RGV. So it's just another quick turnaround. It was like the deal and stuff like that, the loan terms and stuff like that. I got done like on a Thursday, and then the next Monday I was there. So it's difficult. It's not easy. Like I ended up having to kind of leave my dog at home, my family, you know, because of the nature of what's going on. I didn't want to drag her all over the country. Yeah. She didn't sign for that. So yeah, it's difficult, but you know, it's the things you do for the game you love. So
yeah. And then do USL players sign multi-year deals, or is it all 1 year contracts?
No, yeah, you sign multi-year deals. My Oakland deal was a 2 year deal. This year, this Memphis deal here is kind of a multi-year deal as well in that deal. So multi-year deals have actually become more more prevalent now than they were back 4 years ago. Usually one and ones, 1 year, one option. But as teams are starting to kind of recognize and see that you need to build a roster and keep guys around for more than 1 year at a time if you want to win, we're seeing more multi-year deals now, which is good. It's actually more stable for players, which is what we need in the league. So,
yeah, definitely. And then, yeah, so you're with Memphis 901 FC right now. Mm-hmm. So what is your time like been like there so far?
No, it's been fun. The team's good. Kind of had a lot of chemistry from last year, a lot of players returning guys. So, you know, it's just me and a few other guys coming in, having to kind of add pieces to the team. We were 12 unbeaten in the past, after this past match that we lost. So we kind of were making history there, winning Open Cup games, stuff like that. So it's been a good year so far. You know, we're almost halfway through the season, which is crazy to say because it feels like we're way further on. We're only halfway. And so it's been good. It's getting hot though. It's getting hot and humid here, man. So I'm dying a little bit out here. So
Yeah, definitely. And I know, yeah, I've been seeing your team been getting a lot of like players of the week and team of the week. And I think you got player of the week 1 week too, right?
Team of the week
Yeah.
twice now. Team of the week twice now, which is good.
Gotcha.
So
And then you had a dope goal a couple weeks ago too.
yeah, that was nice. First goal playing in Memphis, like playing for the team. Like actually my first professional goal was actually against Memphis, North Carolina. And so that was my it was fun to kind of come full circle in that sense.
Yeah. And do you feel like a veteran now?
In a sense, yeah, but I still know I have a lot to learn. But my body is starting to feel like a veteran
Yeah.
after year five. Like the goal is to go 10 years, so it's I've heard to learn a lot about how to take care of myself. I see these 17-year-old kids who just can go out there and start sprinting and doing all that stuff. So yeah, but my body's is holding up and is doing well. But yeah, I would like to say I'm a veteran now, 5 years in. So,
Yeah, and you wear is there a specific reason why you wear 14?
14 was my favorite number when I was a kid. We wore a lot for my favorite player, Thierry Henry. So I had a chance to finally get that number back. I was like, yeah, like let's do that for church. So I was like, when they said yeah, 14 here, I'm like, yeah, I would love that. And so hopefully that's the number moving forward. But you know, it's just a number sometimes as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I know you do a lot of different stuff too off the fields, and you're into like NFTs and crypto. So tell me how you got into that.
The one and only Quincy Ameriquois is that how I got into that. I literally remember this like it was yesterday. We were sitting down in the house in Oakland after he joined the team, and he was talking about bro, you know about NFTs. I was like, bro, what are you talking about? And this is after he's introduced me to crypto in 2019. Ethereum $200 way back in the day. And so like Quincy's always been kind of ahead of the game in that sense. But yeah, he reintroduced me to something new again. And I was like, bro, what? He's like, go research the sandbox and all that stuff. And I was like, I came back like an hour later, like, bro, this is crazy. Like, this is awesome. The Web3 kind of decentralized aspect of just the world and where it's, where that's gonna go. And so kind of been hooked in it ever since, and building stuff with Quincy, Evolve NFTs, our Web3 side of things, and buying and selling NFTs, and meeting a lot of people that I'm still friends with today that are in the kind of Web3 space. So
Yeah, you definitely meet a lot of different people in that space too. And then I also want to know, since you've been on so many teams, like in staying in contact with Quincy from the DC United days, like is there any other like how like I guess 2-part question is like how many people do you stay in contact with, and like how hard is it to stay in contact with people too, obviously while everyone's playing and stuff like that.
I stay in contact with a decent amount of guys, especially because the last 3 years has been three teams. So it's been Oakland, RGV, and then here in Memphis. So Oakland felt like just yesterday I was there, and RGV is very close to home, because literally just there 6 7 months ago. So I keep in touch with a lot of guys. I'll just call them, they'll call me, see them doing well, comment on their stuff. So but like super in-depth relationships, I probably have like over 10 15 guys that I'll hit up every now and then, see how they're doing and stuff like that. So I'm out of probably like what probably like 200 guys or though. So it's been a lot of people, and there are probably a lot more. So
Yeah. And what is it like when you play with somebody like on one team, then you play with them again on another team? Like you played with Quincy on two different teams, played with Bill, Hamid.
yeah, it's no, it's awesome. It's like it's interesting to see the growth, seeing where they were and to who they are now. Like, and I know personally for me, like, and Bill, like he saw me when I was a kid, He saw me when I was a young guy. I wasn't like more of an established player and a veteran, as you said. So like, I could tell he was at first, it was like the communication with me as the guy from 2019. And I was like, yo, I'm not that guy anymore. And he's like, oh, cool. That's like, no, because it took him a minute to recognize, because it's like you kind of only remember, who kind of people were if you're not in contact with them, And so it's been cool to see, the progression of people as well as myself through other people's eyes as well. So
Yeah, no, it's dope. Yeah, even when I went to the game, I saw you. You were a leader out there. I don't know, you didn't say it really before, but I could tell you were. And then just like, what are like, I guess, like, do you set goals every season for yourself, like before the season, or you have a, and I know you even just mentioned like your goal is to play like 10 years.
So yeah, definitely like from a standard of goals in general, it's just like short, medium, long terms, like 3, 5, 10 years. But then each season I kind of come in and condense it of like I want to improve in my crossing. I want to improve in my tackles and stuff like that, and then my pass percentage, stuff like that. So each year I have been improving, which has been very good. And that's like being consistent, that's like very difficult to do. And so like every year I kind of want to reach my goals. And if I don't hit a few goals, something like that, then it's okay. It goes back onto the list and we go again next year. So yeah, I do have goals that I've kind of set aside for myself, and it's just making sure doing the little things every day to be able to hopefully achieve them at the end of the year. So it's kind of setting them there, but also not just like focusing solely on them. It's understanding there's the process of it, and kind of just diving myself into that kind of every day.
Do you actually write them down, or you just keep it in your head?
No, I write them down. They're in a notebook in my
Nice.
room over there. So like I can go and just open it and see it for sure. So that's something I do.
I was just curious.
Enjoy learning what it takes to become a better player from professional soccer players? Well, how would you like to work with professional players one-on-one? Now you can with Be Pro by Perfect Soccer. Head over to perfectsoccerskills.com/BEPRO to apply to work with our network of pro players today.
Are you ready for the five Quincy questions?
Man, I'm having a headache. Sure. Yeah.
We're gonna have Todor, the editor, go back, and he's gonna go one by one of the answer was
Oh,
4 years ago. It's gonna be great.
man,
It's gonna
bro.
be great.
That's gonna be cringe.
It's gonna
Nah,
be
it's
epic.
cringe.
Yeah, but it'd be interesting to see. Even if, I mean, I'm sure I get what you're saying, because like if I it was me hearing myself 4 years ago, I'd be cringe too. But I think it'll be interesting, even if like I feel like your answers are gonna be semi-similar.
Nah, for sure. Like, I haven't changed like my core values and things of that sort, but I have like my level of thinking definitely has evolved. Also, I'm in a different position than I was now than now. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so what is the most important skill or quality you feel has made you successful as a pro?
Think this is going to be one of the same ones for sure, because it's the reason I stuck around, which I think I said before. It was the reason I became a pro, is being able to be flexible and be able to play both sides of the field, left and right foot. As the years have come, increasingly getting better with my left foot, which is, kind of I play on the left side. So being able to play with both feet, I think, and being able like to adapt to different circumstances that you're in and environments, which, 4 years later, six teams later, is something that I've been able to do, and it's kind of helped me shape me into who I am now. And so yeah.
What's the biggest mistake you think pro players are making?
The biggest mistake I think pros are making, not understanding time is the most valuable thing we have. And that, football could end at any moment, kind of thing. And so like kind of just cherishing every time we do have the time to play, like kind of taking that aspect, as well as like, for me off the field, I do other things, just in case football, stops at some point in time. I think it's just people don't value time as much as they should, and yeah, I don't like wasting it because I understand how valuable it is. So
Yeah, no, definitely. What advice would you give to a young player trying to make a pro team, or like, get a scholarship?
advice I'd give, just keep your head down, work hard, and listen. And try to not be offended by the things that you're hearing, because I'm learning the younger kids in this generation, are very talented, but they're not the best at taking criticism. And I'll even take that, point the finger back at myself as well, but I remember when I was younger, guys cursing and this and that, and like being able to take the message for what they're saying, not how they said it. I think that's like kind of something we've gotten away. The kids nowadays a bit more. You say something angry tone, they're only hearing the tone and not hearing the message. So it's just kind of keeping your head down, working very hard. Because you're young, you know, it's gonna take time. And you know, just taking what people say with a grain of salt.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, I think that's great advice. I think that just comes with, I think that comes with anybody, with even like maturity in general. Is like, because like thinking about it, like even back in the day, I don't know, I used to get mad at stupid things, and like now I'm just laughing.
Yeah, you're like, dude, this isn't like, it's not even a, like someone cut me off when I'm driving nowadays, doesn't bother me as much as it did 4 years ago. I'm like, bro, I'm gonna get there when I get there. It's like, I don't have time to be screaming and yelling. And no, so it's just like, yeah, definitely different as you get older. But I think being able to do that at a younger age, you'll be more successful.
Yeah, definitely. What is something most people think is true that you believe isn't? This could be either soccer related or life related.
Something I think other people think is true that I don't think is true.
Yeah.
That's a hard one. I think it's true. Other people think it's true. Bro, people have a skewed perception over age in football and in life. As I get older, I'm realizing, like, I'm not as old as I thought I was, you know? And so, like, I think being too, using the words being too old in life and in soccer is kind of, I think people use it in the wrong way. I think being older is definitely makes you wiser. It definitely makes you, it means that you've done something right to be able to be in the position people say that, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. Like if you're still playing soccer at 36, 37 years old and they're like, oh, you're too old. Yeah, and you're still playing, then obviously you figure something out that they haven't figured out. That's why they're saying that. And so, like, as I'm getting older and having to understand more about my body and take care of my body, I think age, this perception of people with age as being a negative, I don't agree with.
Yeah, no, I feel you too. Just like even just getting older, and then you're like I'm 31. Yeah. I'm 31 now. It's even weird to say, but like it's like it's like you think it's old, and then you're like, nah, yeah, I'm still like young, or I'm still, it doesn't feel like that anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Like I remember seeing like 35 and being like, oh God, like, no, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm talking to Quincy and other guys who are that age, and I'm like, bro, they're still cool. Like, you know, like it's not like you're not old, man. Like you're not. And so that gives me an understanding more about like 10-year time frames and down the road, because like 10 years from now, I'm 37, like I'm chilling, I'm still good. So
oh man, what's something you would move forward with if you weren't scared of what would happen if things didn't go well?
It probably would be packing up and going to Europe, man, and to trying to give it a go, like, and just go try to play professional Europe. The ultimate dream and goal was playing the Premier League, you know, 27, you know, still a dream, still hopeful, because things can change in football. But I think it would just be like packing my bag right now and just flying over, and just preseason starting up soon in Europe and going on trials. I think that would be the biggest thing, you know. But failure sucks, but it's a part of it. So,
are you ready for some fun questions?
Oh, those weren't fun?
No, those are the thinking questions.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, so I heard you mention football. So is it soccer or football?
Well, I call it football. My mom's English, so I call it football.
All right, fair enough. So it's interesting because I had, you know, over like 70 people now, 70 soccer players, or football players, yeah, whatever you want to say. And I had I had foreign guys say like, no, it's soccer, and I was surprised. But maybe it's because they've played, been in America for. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe because they've moved.
Yeah.
Interesting.
See, like, yeah. And short phrase, like, I'll bet, yo, let's go play footy. You know what I'm saying? Footy's closer to football than let's go play sock. You know, like, it doesn't, you know, that doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't fit the mold.
Yeah, no, for sure. What do you like to do in your free time?
What do I like to do in my free time? recently been doing a lot of stuff with Perfect Soccer. I love business, man. I love entrepreneurship. I love that. I love just, you know, potentially just always keep my mind working and getting better. So I've been doing stuff on the, you know, the wholesale soccer ball business side of things, which keeps me involved with soccer, youth, and kind of connecting with people that I haven't actually talked to in forever. So I love connecting with people. And so I've been doing that in my spare time recently. Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope. And you're from the DMV area, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if I were to go to like where you're from, what's the spot? What's the food spot I have to go to?
spot you have to try, the DMV area. This is one of my boys' restaurants called. It's called Chicken and Whiskey, I think. Right, Chicken and Whiskey. It's, like that, I believe it's like Peruvian. It's Peruvian food, if I remember correctly. But good food, very good food. I recommend that. Yeah, for sure.
All right, that's dope. I think I asked you this in the first interview too, but we'll see. What player would you want to do a jersey exchange with?
Oh, what jersey? Like, if you does he have to be playing still, or like just any?
Let's do it active and a retired.
Active player that I want to get their jersey from. Man, I'm the standard Messi guy, man. I'm the standard, like, I can't. I got like little maestro. I have to get a jersey. I would have to. Like, I found myself playing against Inter Miami. Like, I'm running up to this guy, jerseys. Like, you don't even have to take mine. I'll just take yours. Kind of vibe. He wouldn't want mine, you know what I'm saying? But non-active it'd be Thierry Henry for sure.
Yeah, that's what I figured you were gonna say. And actually, yeah, that's a what about like as a pro soccer player in America, like how do you feel about Messi coming?
Bro, he's gonna blow up soccer in America. This is fantastic. Like it said, like there's news reports saying it took 3 years to get the deal done. Like, the amount of money he's going to make from all the deals and stuff he's done is way more than he'd make in Saudi Arabia. And he's going to have a good life. And like the increase of soccer and viewership is going to just increase exponentially. This guy's going to be treated like a god everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Right. And people don't even know like football like that in America. And like,
yeah, he's going to start get mobbed as much as he does in Europe.
Yeah, if he pulls up to Kansas City, of course no one's gonna mob him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? This guy can walk in the streets with his family and people are like, who's this little, like, no one's gonna pay him any mind. So, like, that's also, I think,
what. I think he could disguise himself here.
Yeah, for Put sure. Sir, I'm just thinking of what place, like, for sure that he'd be able to go and, like, not be noticed. Like, Kansas City is, like, the first place. Maybe even, like, Minnesota, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Those are the places that come to mind.
Put a hat on.
No chance.
Put on some glasses.
Put a hat on. Yeah. Chilling.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I think that's all I got. You play video games?
Dude, I stopped playing video games in North Carolina after year two when Quincy had me fill out this timesheet, and I literally saw it was like 6 hours. And I was neglecting my puppy of a dog. I was like, I can't do this anymore. And so that was when COVID popped in. And so I was like, yeah, no more video games. Also, I'm too competitive, man. Like, I don't like losing. And like, if I'm losing, I'm not good. That's like not fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on, and we'll have to catch up with you and see where your career is in a few years again. And listeners know where they can follow you at.
All right, sweet. So yeah, on Twitter and Instagram, it's Akeem J. Ward. Yeah, that's mainly my social. Don't have TikTok. What other platforms have we got? Snapchat, come on now. Too old for that. So yeah, Instagram and Twitter, Akeem J. Ward. Follow back. Appreciate support as always, you know.
And by the time this podcast comes out, you'll probably have it's called Threads, which comes out actually July 6th, which is tomorrow.
Sweet. Things you love to do.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Boom.
Quincy Mariquois here, and thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it with someone you feel will get some value from it. And if you could take a moment to leave a review of our podcast wherever you're listening and let us know who you'd like us to interview next, we'll get working on that right away. You can listen to this full episode and more at perfectsoccerskills.com/radio. That's perfectsoccerskills.com/RADIO. You can also enter to win free weekly soccer prizes, goals, balls, jerseys, player meet and greets, and more by heading over to perfectsoccerskills.com/PSTM to enter to win for free today.